Congressman, where do you see this going? I mean, given the fact the president isn't budging, neither are officials from Denmark and Greenland.
Anderson, good evening. Before looking forward, let's wind the clock back to 2019. The Danish intelligence services uncovered a Russian false flag operation in Greenland that was attempting to sow discord between Greenland, the United States, and Denmark by claiming that the United States was trying to secure Greenland, its independence and its annexation. That failed, but it turns out that the Kremlin need not have worried because the U.S. president is now doing its bidding for it. The U.S. president is doing exactly what Russian intelligence services hoped to accomplish in 2019, which is two things. First, fracturing NATO. At a time when NATO needs to be strong on its eastern flank, it is being weakened on its western flank. And number two, driving the Greenlandic people closer, actually, to Chinese and Russian influence for their own polar security.
Why do you think that would weaken NATO? Why would the U.S., you know, occupying, I mean, what, I don't even know how to phrase how the U.S. would do this, but the U.S., a greater U.S. presence or control over Greenland, how would that fracture or increasingly fracture NATO?
Well, I mean, Anderson, you may not have the right verbiage, but Article 5 does, which is an attack on a NATO member. The United States forcefully occupying Greenland, which is a part of the Kingdom of Denmark, Denmark being a founding member of NATO, would be an attack on NATO by a member of NATO. There is no treaty provision that can withstand that. NATO would fracture, and Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin would win.